This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It was 20 years ago, coming up next week, that I saw a very popular website online called PropagandaMatrix.com. And I learned that a young 18-year-old man named Paul Joseph Watson in Sheffield, England, was running it. I noticed he was linking to a lot of our videos, a lot of our articles, so I emailed him and said, hey, I'd like you to run a new website for me, and I've gotten a URL. Today, the site redirects to band.video. But back 20 years ago, when we first launched it, within just a year, it got bigger than Infowars.com. And the site grew over the years until about a decade ago, when we started mainly focusing on Infowars.com. And as I said today, it just redirects. But it's that name, PrisonPlanet.com. When I look at the UN documents, the Rockefeller documents, precursors to Operation Lockstep, and I saw them talking about using collapsed society, post-industrial world, that they were going to corporately trigger, I thought, wow, this is a prison planet, compact cities, special computer systems based in your phone that would track and trace you. This was all in the documents 20 years ago. I said, this is a prison planet that they're building. And now here we are in the year 2021, and September 11th has come and gone, and Canada announced they're coming out with a social credit score. Europe's announcing it, all based on the vaccine passports. And they said, oh, this will help us merge with the Chinese credit score. Canada just announced that a few days ago. Greg Reese just did a report on it. It's breaking right now at band.video. But what an incredible time to be alive and to be witnessing all of this. And now, here in the U.S. and in Europe, we see the so-called leaders, the puppets, saying, our patience is worn thin. This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. You're making everyone sick, even though the facts are it's the shedding viruses. It's the mutations from the vaccine that are causing it. That's mainline science. They admit it. But they know the public is ignorant. And Australian leaders are. The public is getting angry. They're going to come after you. They're going to get on their front foot against you. That means attack. So you better take it. Oh, and by the way, there's 5, 10, 15 shots. It's never going to stop. So they're making their move on this. And they want the fight over the vaccines. They want to organize the idiots, the mob that doesn't know the science and the facts against us. So now, when I said years ago they're going to use forced inoculation, they're going to say those of us that haven't taken the shots are the reason there's plagues, when they're the ones at the UN level releasing it, we could see all the pieces and accurately predicted a long time ago. But now it's here. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we have to get very, very aggressive, nonviolent, but aggressive about our rights and get in the globalist faces now, because it is on. I sent producers on this Sunday, Owen's hosting the show, dozens of video clips of Democrats and Don Lemon and talk show hosts calling basically for aggressive action, saying we're like drunk drivers when we don't take the shots. We're like, our children are like suicide bombers when they don't wear masks. The Christians are terrorists. They're going to link up with the Taliban. And you saw George W. Bush, you know, say that in a speech on 9/11. This is serious. This is their move. We know their attack plan. We've got to reject it. The good news is, people are rejecting it everywhere. And the globalists push too hard. It's going to end up like what's happening in Spain, where they're now burning down police stations. So this is accelerating very quickly. The tyrants can't help themselves. It's their nature. Klaus Schwab and the Rothschilds are going to sit back and watch things burn. That's their plan. I'd rather us all come together, the police, the military, the good leaders in all our governments, and recognize the Great Reset and fully reject it. All right, Owen Schroyer is going to come back and again host the rest of the hour. He's got a lot to cover. And then coming up in the regular show that he hosts, Sunday Live, we've got Dr. Bartlett, who is amazing, formerly the head of Rick Perry's medical commission. He's a really smart guy, exposing the whole agenda, the fact that it's a bioweapon, that they're suppressing treatments on. Very powerful interview I did for a special Saturday transmission. It's posted to band.video, but that's coming up. And so much more, Steve Quayle, all of it coming up on Sunday Live at 6 p.m. Central. But back to the regular Sunday Alex Jones Show and Owen Schroyer. Please be part of the solution. Be part of the fight. Take this live feed. Share it right now. Tell folks about the local station you're listening to. That's how we override the censors. And you've been doing it, and we're starting to turn the tide. all over the world. Like in the UK, they're pulling back on the vaccine passports right now, quote, for the winter, because people rebelled and shut it down successfully. We'll be right back with Owen Schroyer broadcasting from InfoWars headquarters, InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Schroyer.
Second hour of the Alex Jones Show. We're going to cover a lot of news here. And then you're going to want to stick around for Sunday Night Live. A very powerful interview with yet another doctor, Alex Jones and Dr. Richard Bartlett, discussing COVID and the vaccines. This is, once again, just one of the doctors that's come on air with us and just given us hours of hardcore must-see and share information that you can only get here because everybody else is afraid to talk about it because they know it means censorship from the internet. Well, we don't really have that fear here. We've already been censored everywhere. Not that we would be afraid of that anyway. That's why they censor us. So that's all coming up. And remember that it's all possible with your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have still at InfoWarsStore.com Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 33% off. And it is selling out fast at 33% off. I think we're probably going to either sell out or this special is going to have to end tomorrow. And that's 33% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I start every day with Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I mix it with a little juice, stir it up, get my supplement stack ready, and I chase it down with the Vitamin Mineral Fusion every morning. There's some other big discounts at InfoWarsStore.com right now as well, like Ultra 12, the superior vitamin B supplement, vitamin B12, Ultra 12. That's 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And then stock up. Summer is summer officially over yet? I don't know if it's officially over yet, but summer is coming to its conclusion, which means fall and then winter. That's when people usually get sick because you're not getting as much sun. The weather gets colder. Everybody knows that's when the flu season starts. So that's why we sell vitamin D. Stock up on it. Winter sun, vitamin D at InfoWarsStore.com. That is 50% off right now as well. So stock up on that for the upcoming winter months. All right, let me get back into this stack of news here dealing with COVID and the vaccines. As you just saw the interview that has been censored everywhere. And so we'll get back to that. Ernest Ramirez, who lost his son to the vaccine mandate and the pressure from society. But they're not done. They're not done. They're not going to back off these mandates. In fact, there's going to be more strict mandates coming from the Biden regime. There's going to be probably they're going to start threatening action, legal action against you. They've already talked about the fines. They'll come subsidize your wages if they can. They'll take away your Medicaid. They'll take away your Social Security. They'll take away they'll take away anything, your health care, anything that you are reliant on them for. They will take it away until you get this vaccine. Natural immunity be damned. And the Surgeon General has come out and said he expects Biden, or he knows Biden, will be making more actions on COVID-19 vaccines before he meets with the UN on Tuesday. So if they can get Biden out of bed, maybe lure him with some tapioca pudding and get him out of bed and get him all cleaned up and hopped up on whatever it is that they do to get him to talk. And he'll probably make an announcement tomorrow, or if he can't hack it, he'll send up Psaki or maybe some other spokesperson to do that. But that will be announced most likely tomorrow. This story is breaking and very telling. Of course, it was well known, but now it's going viral, if you will. 26 out of 27 scientists who claimed Wuhan COVID origins were conspiracy theories had direct ties to the Wuhan lab. Oh, go figure. Kind of like how the media and big tech that wants to censor all the negative vaccine stories, how they have direct relations to the big pharmaceutical vaccine manufacturers. Yeah. Kind of like how Biden, I forget where the numbers were, I covered them a couple weeks ago. Big pharmaceutical companies, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, and others. Big donors to the Biden campaign. Big donors to the Biden campaign. Big donors to Democrat super PACs that helped get Biden in. And so you mean the people funded by Big Pharma want to mandate a Big Pharma product? I can't wrap my head around it. How does that work? So, but at the time, if you would have reported, and many did, that the scientists that were covering up the Wuhan lab theory, the truth, covering up the truth about the COVID origins. Yeah, there's Moderna stock skyrocketing. Oh, and they're thanking Biden and Fauci. You better believe it. And they'll be thanking him again next campaign cycle with millions of dollars in donations. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because they care about you. See, if you would have shared about the 26 doctors that were working in the Wuhan lab that told you it didn't exist, you would have been censored then. Oh, now it comes out as truth a year after they censored the information. How convenient. And, of course, here it is. Father whose son died from vaccine-induced heart inflammation censored by big tech. But these stories are just continuing to get worse. Heart inflammation in teens explodes across U.S. after FDA approves injections. And the story is there at Infowars.com. And, sadly, it's not just Ernest Ramirez and his son. It's a bunch of teens, high school-aged, college-age, athletes, you know, healthy, everything. You get the vaccine, boom, you get myocarditis, you get a blood clot, you end up in the hospital, you die. When most people probably already have natural immunity, and whether you do or you don't, there's a 99.9% chance that you would survive this virus even if you got it. Now, these new variants may be worse. Maybe the numbers are worse. Maybe they're not. Maybe it's a worse experience with the new variants. By the way, all these different Greek alphabet letters they're using, it's time to just drop that act. It's the vaccine variants. It's the vaccine variants. That's what it is. It's not Delta. It's not Mu or whatever or Lambda or who knows. It's the vaccine variants. There may be dozens, hundreds. I don't know. It's the vaccine variants. That's what it needs to be called. And, of course, in Australia, you're seeing the worst tyranny of all. Ah, yes, there it is. Nobel Peace Prize winner reveals vaccines are causing the variants. Yeah, we called that. I mean, that was just science. But, oh, yeah, follow the science, but ignore the real science. The tyranny is worse in Australia than probably anywhere else. And now they have banned the use of ivermectin as a COVID-19 treatment. Unbelievable. It's so frustrating. I mean, it's beyond frustrating. It's angering, enraging when you have statements coming out of the White House and Biden He says, we're going to do everything possible to stop this virus. We're going to do everything possible to beat this variant. Okay, how about ivermectin? Not that. What about hydroxychloroquine and zinc and vitamin D and Z-Pax and all that that's been proven? No, we're not doing that, no. What about Regeneron that's worked for so many people? No. What about natural immunity? No. Didn't you hear me? I said we're going to do anything possible to stop this virus. We're going to do anything possible, just not ivermectin or anything Big Pharma doesn't want us to do. That's all. And by the way, it's not about freedom. I mean, the audacity. You know, this whole people say, oh, you know, I don't like whataboutism. No, I think whataboutism is perfectly fair because it shows how fraudulent and phony and corrupt people are. When you take a situation, you apply it to two entities or two people or whatever, and you gauge the response. And that just shows you, is somebody genuine or are they a liar and a fraud? Imagine if Donald Trump said it's not about freedom. Imagine if Donald Trump was mandating the vaccines. Trump didn't even want to mandate the vaccine. He just did Operation Warp Speed, and they said the vaccine's going to kill people. Don't take the vaccine. And then overnight, they changed their minds because they're liars. And now murderers.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back here on the Alex Jones Show. I'm thinking about taking some phone calls ahead of this epic interview coming up, Alex Jones and Dr. Richard Bartlett, because I can probably get through the rest of these news stories here. And you've probably seen these videos already. And we may just continue to cover these during the weekday transmissions, but thinking about maybe taking some phone calls, at least for a segment, maybe. So let's do that, guys. Let me put out the phone number and let's just load up some calls here. Because I'm going to be able to get through this news and probably even the video clips. And we'll have time for at least one segment of calls before the big interview coming up. You're not going to want to miss, folks. It's a must share, must see. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. What have you heard from your employer or what are you hearing about this vaccine mandate? It's affecting everybody in some way, shape, or form, or at least somebody you know probably. I know a couple people who are wondering what to do, but the good news is most of the people I've talked to that are affected by this, the companies they work for are basically saying, no, not here. We're not doing that. And then if you live in a state where the attorney general has come out, where I believe it's 28 states in the United States now, have said, no, we're not going to implement vaccine mandates. What Biden has done is completely illegal. So that's pretty amazing. So we'll take some calls on that, how this vaccine mandate's affecting you, your employees, whatever, because we're just beginning this. And now Biden expected to make more tyrannical statements even tomorrow. But let me just get through the rest of this news here as they are getting those calls lined up. Trump snubs D.C. elites, 9/11 ceremony to spend time with police and firefighters in New York City. And I've got all kinds of video on this. And the story is Infowars.com showing how Trump was getting attacked by the media for not showing up with the Bushes and the Obamas and the Clintons and the Bidens, you know, the most corrupt among us. And he actually was in New York with police officers and firefighters. And there's some pretty cool videos that have come out of that. I'm going to cover those tomorrow. But that was a smart move by Trump, not to be with the D.C. criminals, but to go out with the actual firefighters and police and separate himself from that criminal cabal. And that's really what it was about. And hey, they don't like him. They don't want him. So why should he go hang out with them? They're our corrupt politicians. They're the ones that have destroyed this country. Look no further than the group of people at the 9/11 ceremonies in D.C. if you want to find out who destroyed America. Look no further than those lying criminals. And by the way, the speech that Bush gave, basically calling Americans terrorists. Remember, Bush, if you're either with us or you're with the terrorists. Well, now Bush has changed that onto the people. Now Bush has said that the American people are the terrorists. So it's been amazing to watch all of these Republicans and conservatives that have now finally realized who George Bush really was. He was never on your team. He was a corrupt politician as the rest of them. He may have said some things you liked. He may have been from the party you liked. But he was just as corrupt as the one before and the one after. George Bush. But that's a good thing. This is an awakening moment for America. This is a self-awareness, self-realization moment for America. Bush was never on your team. And so for him to come out and say, yep, the American people are terrorists now, that had a lot of veterans and a lot of Americans finally realizing that Bush was never on their team. So that's a good awakening process for people to be having. Family of Trump supporter murdered by Antifa militant files lawsuit against Portland City Mayor and District Attorney. The estate of Aaron J. Danielson, who was murdered by Antifa militant Michael Rainell following a pro-Trump rally, has filed lawsuit against the city of Portland, the mayor, and the district attorney for negligence. Can you imagine if it was a Democrat leaving a Democrat event that got shot by a conservative or a Trump supporter? Can you imagine? It'd be the top story. It'd be the biggest thing. You can already see the headlines in your minds. But, oh, it's a Democrat. It's a leftist. It's a liberal that murders a Trump supporter. That doesn't fit into the media lie and the media narrative. So they don't cover it. That's not the only violence from leftists over the weekend. Texas pro-life organization headquarters evacuated over bomb threat and suspicious package. By the way, you know, Larry Elder gets assaulted every time he goes out by racist liberals now, too. That race is heating up. That's going to be interesting to watch. In fact, Rose McGowan had a press conference with Larry Elder today where I forget the exact claim, but basically that I think it was Newsom's wife was bribing. There was some bribe, basically. I forget the exact nature of the story. I'm not going to try to take a guess. The crew can probably find it. I'm sure it's all over the internet today. Here's the headline. Rose McGowan, Gavin Newsom's wife, called me on behalf of Harvey Weinstein before scandal broke. So, yeah, they were trying to stop Rose McGowan from speaking to protect Harvey Weinstein. That's Newsom and his wife. So Gavin Newsom and his wife tried to protect Harvey Weinstein. But, oh, all the Me Too Democrats and pro-woman Democrats, they're still standing up for Newsom, and they love Newsom, even though he was on the side of Harvey Weinstein. And then Rose McGowan goes and does a press conference with Larry Elder today, basically calling out the complete frauds in the media, the complete frauds in the Democrat Party, and all the intellectual fraud of the liberal left. So that's going on. They loved Rose McGowan when she was at the alpha of the Me Too Women's March, but then when she was like actually about it and not just in it for Democrat Party purposes, then they booted her out. Now they don't really care about her anymore. Bill Maher is not so happy where his liberal left is going. Bill Maher slams NFL's black national anthem and critical race theory, segregation under a different name. Bill Maher says the race-obsessed left is embarrassing him. Are they really playing the black national anthem at NFL games? Is that a real thing? I guess it is. What a joke. So, protest the actual national anthem, but what if somebody took a knee during the black national anthem? Can you imagine how that would go? I don't think that would be a very accepted thing by the media and by the left. Another transgender fighter wins a fight against a woman. Go figure. Transgender fighter Elena McLaughlin wins MMA debut. The debut! And folks, I mean, this is just ridiculous. It's a massive dude who used to be really into weightlifting. Even enlisted in the army to become a man. And was obviously a pretty manly man, quite frankly. Big beard, liked outdoors and joined the army, big muscles and everything. Oh, but now he's a woman, and he's going to be fighting against women, and go figure, he's 1-0. Oh, excuse me, she's 1-0. And it says, end trans genocide. Who's causing trans genocide? Who's causing trans genocide? Were they trans intolerant in the Middle East? Or the high suicide rate amongst transgender people? So there you go. Congratulations, man. You just beat a woman in a fight. That used to be called the domestic violence or abuse of a woman. But
I am cutting this ad on Thursday afternoon. That means you've got 1, 2, 3, 4 days. Monday at midnight, we've got to end this sale. We may end it earlier because we think it'll sell out by then at current sales rates. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, super popular. It's got all the high-quality vitamins and minerals that are essential, great amino acids, and it tastes great. It's powder form, so in the water, you absorb it more when you drink the fruit punch. Then we also have, back in stock, this sale will continue through next week, Knockout Sleep Aid with 8 organic ingredients to help you sleep better. It's 50% off, and Ultra 12, one of our best sellers, high-quality vitamin B12 for your whole body, your stamina, your libido, your energy, your immune system. It's back in stock, and it is 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. So get your vitamin mineral fusion while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com for 33% off. And a bunch of the other supplements are 50% off as well throughout next week. But the sale on vitamin mineral fusion ends Monday night, so get yours now.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
We're back here on the Alex Jones Show this Sunday evening. Alex Jones is coming up with a powerful interview with Dr. Richard Bartlett and also some special reports. That's going to be coming up in the next 2 hours. And don't forget about InfoWarsStore.com. Everything we do here is made possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the best supplements. And if you're thinking about getting emergency food supplies, storable food supplies, which a lot of people are thinking about right now. We've seen sales skyrocket on our site for obvious reasons. I think people are looking at how disastrous this Biden regime is and are really looking at the future of America with uncertain eyes. So get insurance you can eat. We have the highest quality and the best prices on emergency food supplies at InfoWarsStore.com. Shop with the good guys. Keep InfoWars on air. Get a great supplement. Get emergency food supplies. That is the formula that we have here. All kinds of pushback against the Biden vaccine mandate. By the way, Biden over the weekend gets booed. He gets booed when he goes to New York to look at the flood damage. He gets booed when he goes to the ceremony for 9/11, the ceremonies. He gets booed and heckled there. Trump gets nothing but cheered. College football stadiums ring loud with the F Biden chants. Trump gets cheered. We love Trump. He shows up at a boxing match. He does commentary. He's the belle of the ball. He shows up in New York City. He's hanging out with police and firemen, and they can't stop shaking his hand and smiling and hugging him and taking pictures and everything. But, boy, yeah, Biden, you know, he's the guy that got the 81 million votes more than ever. He's the popular one, right? He's the guy. He's the one, I'm sure. But we're asking you in the audience how you have been affected, and we're going into the first work week, I suppose, as the vaccine mandates are rolled out. And so I know this is affecting a lot of people. Oh, yeah, there's Biden literally sprinting to a child. You know, this was something I was going to get into tomorrow. He's shuffling and droning about yesterday at the 9/11 ceremonies as he's being booed. He sees a kid, and he literally sprints faster than you've seen him move. It's like a pet whenever you're about to feed it, and it's like a beeline right to you to eat food. So here's all the former presidents exiting the ceremonies. Biden shuffling along as he normally does. A lot of people think that he walks like somebody that has Parkinson's, what doctors have said. And they're all walking in a line, and then Biden breaks the line and sprints right over to this kid and takes his mask off to rub this kid and blow a kiss to the kid. Again, it's like an animal running to food. But I'm asking you in the audience how you're being affected by this vaccine mandate and where it's going to go from here. And so we've got some callers on the line that are going to be commenting on this. We go to them now. Don has called in from Michigan. Don, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. God bless you, man, and all the info warriors out there. At my work, it's just a matter of time before they implement the injection mandates. We're a federal contractor that supplies food and whatnot to the military, and this statement by President Pennywise and the clown show administration last Thursday, whenever it was, just really kind of freaked me out. It reminded me of the Reichskristallnacht speech by Joseph Goebbels prior to the giant purge in Germany. I've been trying to think of what I'm going to do when I am forced out of my job and I can't pay rent anymore, if I'm going to flee to a free state or stand and fight here in Michigan. And I'm a single dad with pretty isolated social life. I don't have a big network of people to rely on. My parents are both elderly and have now taken the injection, or their health is diminishing exponentially. They wouldn't listen to me. So I've decided that I'm just going to stand and fight and band together with anybody that resists this tyrannical decree by our globalist overlords. And I ask everyone that's considering fleeing to a quote-unquote free state. You know, I thought about this a lot. I have a bad feeling that this is just a way for them to funnel all of the resistance into one area, into several areas, and eventually, in the long term, snuff us out all the easier. People should probably stand and fight where they're at and resist this at all costs. I'm willing to go all the way. I know a lot of people are feeling the same way as me. I just want to give them kudos and my prayers.
Well, there's a lot of Americans that are basically facing the same decisions that you're facing here. And You'll meet like-minded people that you will band together with. I mean, the one option I think that I'm seeing a lot of people take, and I think it's the smart option. You know, everyone's going to have to make their own decisions, but I wouldn't quit. I'd make them fire you and then look at legal action. It's amazing. It's crazy to think that we're now here in the year 2021, and we have maps that are going around of free states and slave states. And it's like, I don't want to be funneled into a civil war that will ultimately destroy America. I don't want to be a part of that, but, I mean, I have to report the news and keep the audience as the most informed audience in the world out there. So, I mean, it's crazy to think. We're now in 2021, and we've gone back in time, and we're now looking at maps of free states and slave states. And you have the president coming out and telling America, like he runs your life, that he's getting impatient with you because you won't do what he tells you to. A lot of Americans never thought they'd see this day, and it's quite a wake-up call. Don, God bless. Thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Harold in Arizona. Harold, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, doing, Owen. You're great. I love everything you guys are doing to fight all this good stuff, or this nonsense, I should say. I'm calling because my mom has been working for United Airlines since 1969. She flew through the whole entire beginning of the pandemic. This whole entire time she's been flying with no problem. And now they're going to make her go on unpaid leave starting October 2nd if she doesn't get the vaccine. Also, my brother works for the Los Angeles School District. And I don't know if he is going to go on unpaid leave or if he just ends up getting fired. But if he doesn't get vaxxed by, I think it's October 15th, he will no longer have a job. I also sell at a lot of farmer markets out here in Arizona and California. And some of these markets now are starting to require their vendors to be vaccinated in order to sell at their markets. So it's coming quick. It's coming fast. It's coming rapid. And it's very discouraging to see how quickly this has been implemented. But I do appreciate everything you guys are doing to help bring awareness to this. And hopefully we can fight this back because it's getting brutal out here.
Well, all the people out there that were politically apathetic or just kind of maybe looked at it as ceremonious or fun, like, you know, oh, I put a sticker on, I voted, like, haha, I'm part of the process. Yay, I'm somebody, I'm something. And now they're finally realizing that, no, this politics does care about you. Politics is in your life. This president is in your life. And they're realizing now, wow, you know, that person I vote for, the policies and everything actually impact me. Whoa. I never thought about that. And so they're realizing that, wow, policies and put into practice that Democrats have been putting into practice in inner cities for years, and now the medical tyranny, wow, this is actually destroying my life. This is actually destroying my freedom, just like it's destroyed all the major inner cities where it takes hold. So they're having that wake-up call. It's not a fun process. It's not a fun process. At first, the truth is going to piss you off, but then it sets you free. At first, the truth is going to anger you, and then it's going to set you free. But Biden seems to be getting thrown under the bus by the Democrats and the media now, too. So there's going to be some major crossroads and major events here before the midterm elections that are going to change our fate.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
There is very little contemporary study in the world of the planet's ruling class. Not in communist China, not in Mexico, not in the United States, not anywhere, is there a real study of the planet's ruling class. And that's done by design. The large central banks that basically control the planet will penalize and target any academics that look into, say, the Anglo-American establishment, the founder of the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission, the United Nations, the whole project of the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. Until 10 years ago, the media said, the controlled corporate media, that the Bilderberg Group didn't exist. Well, now the Bilderberg Group is public, and its former head, still on the steering committee, is Klaus Schwab, and he has set up the Great Reset at global government. And if, as a liberty movement worldwide, we don't address the globalists head-on about the fact that they are a worldwide authoritarian corporate takeover, we don't have a shot. If we do expose them, we can beat them easily.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
One more segment left here of the Alex Jones Show, and then Alex Jones takes over Sunday Night Live. A powerful interview with Dr. Richard Bartlett, and then there's going to be some also, he's going to be having some other breaking news reports as well. That's coming up. In the meantime, you got callers on the line here. I'm asking the audience how this vaccine mandate has impacted them. You just heard from some stories in the last segment. We got a couple others on the line right now. Let's go to David, who's called in from Florida on the vaccine mandate. David, go ahead.
Hey, Owen. How's it going, brother?
Good. Thanks for calling.
I really appreciate you guys and everything you do. I won't take up too much of your time. I spoke to you before. I'm also the guy that got censored at the Trump rally. But I just want to call in and tell you guys, one of my very best friends, without being too specific, because we all know everyone listens to InfoWars, right? He works for NASA, and it's his dream job, and it took him, you know, quite a while to get in there. And he's in a very technical, high position. And as we, about 2 weeks ago, I put him on InfoWars, he started listening to the show, and he's watching it with a fervor. I mean, you know, just studying every single thing that he can get his eyes on and ears on, and he's extremely smart. So he knows when you say something, whether it's, you know, BS or not. And he got, right after Biden made the announcement, I believe it was on the 9th, about the mandates, he got an email from management that said, hey, you know what? You're going to have to, get the vaccines, get the shots, and if you don't, then we're going to get rid of you, pretty much. So now he's scrambling, trying to figure out what he can do to get out of doing that. And if he has to, he'll leave his job. So I'm just concerned about what's going to happen to our infrastructure, you know, with all these people getting these Franken shots, to utilize Alex's term. I just wonder what's going to happen to our infrastructure and all of our high technical positions with all of these people getting this stuff. I mean, are they trying to do the same thing to us there that they're doing with the military? Are they trying to weaken us so they can just hand us over to commie China? I mean, what do you think?
Well, it's both, and if you view it as a war on us, as an affront on us, which it is, and if you want to say it's China or the globalists or the world elite, it really doesn't matter because the impact is the same. They're shutting down the economy. They're shutting down our supply chain. Food prices are going up. Energy prices are going up. Taxes are going up. So this is going to cripple the middle class. It's going to cripple our economy. And it's going to weaken America. So whether it's China doing it, incompetent politicians doing it, world elite doing it with an agenda, it's all going to have the same impact, and it's all going to hurt America. But, yeah, these people that are getting the vaccines, they're going to get sick. And then you're going to have people that are refusing the vaccine. They're going to get fired from jobs. So it's just going to hurt the economy. It's going to hurt the middle class. It's going to hurt the supply lines. And it's just amazing how dumb people are. They can't see that this is all coming. I mean, I understand if people didn't want to see or admit that this was coming a year and a half ago when InfoWars was warning about it. But now it's, I mean, you're standing on the train tracks and you're not feeling vibrations and the rocks maybe rumbling a little bit. And you're thinking, oh, is a train coming or there's a distant light out straight ahead of you that you can kind of see. Maybe it's encroaching. Oh, is that a train encroaching? I mean, we can now see the train, hear the horn. The tracks are vibrating, and you can see it. It is coming. It is going to hit you. So we got to get off the tracks, or we're in big trouble. David, thank you for the call. Let's go to Christine in New Jersey. Wants to talk about the vaccine mandate. Christine, go ahead.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, good. Thanks for
calling.
Can
you hear me? Can you hear me? Okay. All right, so I thought of a loophole, so I want to say two things. I thought of a loophole for the recent mandate of 100 employers. It's a temporary loophole for now, so if any business owners are listening, or you can tell a friend that you know owns a business. Now, if you say, for example, you have 150 employees, what I think a business owner should do is just open up a new business, a separate entity, like a tax ID number, a whole new business, and then just separate them to 75 each. Now you have 75 each. It's not a big deal because I'm a business owner. It's not a big deal for you to open up a business. It's another business.
Yeah, it's that. And then there's another option I've seen of people just, you know, hiring people out as contractors is another option. Certainly people are going to do that, but I think you're right though. I think it's a temporary thing because they'll find a way to shut that down too.
Well, and then I wanted to encourage people besides that loophole for now. This is all going to be taken care of anyway. People have to keep this in mind, that this is not going to be able to go through. We just have to wait for the court processes to happen. But another thing, I want to encourage people, and I can't imagine being in a position where, like, you're literally going to be fired from your job if you don't take this pill shot. But I want to encourage them, don't do it. Just don't do it. Wait till they fire you. Try to go on an appointment. Find another job. Even if it's life or money, temporarily, you'll find something else. I just want to tell people when one door closes, another one opens.
Yeah.
We can't give in to this. People need to band together. If you're in a company and there's 20 people that don't want to take this, all 20 need to get together, band together, and come up with a course of action and fight. Don't give in to this disgusting shot that's killing thousands of people. We don't know unknown future repercussions. I think they're going to connect it to 5G, to tell you the truth. They're going to connect you to 5G. It's something way more sinister going on with why they want everyone in the whole world.
Absolutely. If they can get this experimental vaccine mandated and get us to go along with it, imagine what they'll do next and then beyond, folks. That's why it's so key to stand this ground now and draw the line in the sand now as well. And Christine, thank you so much for the call. And by the way, I know people that are going through decisions like this, and you know, it's really sad because people are going to have to make a decision. Some people are going to make the decision to get that jab. Others are going to make the decision not to and then have to go through whatever comes after that. But you know what's sick about it is for the friends or family that I have or that we have that are about to go through this and maybe they're lined up to get the vaccine or maybe they're about to quit their job. You know, we we hug them and we pray for them and we say, hey, you know what? We hope it works out. Hey, what with your job? I hope it works out. I love you. Hey, with the vaccine, I hope it's okay. I hope it doesn't hurt you. I hope it's okay. I love you. I'm praying for you. But what is it like on the other side? Oh, you don't want to get the vaccine? Just die. Just die. Ah, you don't want the vaccine? I hope you die. We're going to kill you. Do what we say. Yeah. That's the juxtaposition right now. Hey, I don't think you should take the vaccine. Hey, well, I have to for my work. Okay, well, I love you. I'm going to pray for you. I hope it works out. I think you're going to be okay. It's going to be fine. The vaccine, the medical tyranny lovers, they hear you don't, I hope you die from COVID. Yeah, we're not going to give you any medical treatment either. Yeah, we're going to take your money and we're going to get you fired. Yeah, how do you like that? Yeah. Just total evil. All right, let's go to David in Michigan. David in Michigan, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. I'm supposed to tell you from my wife, she loves you, and you're a heck of a patriot. Keep up the fight.
Thank you. She's very kind.
Hey, in terms of the COVID mandate, so my daughter's been asked by her supervisor, you know, if she would take the vaccine. She told them point blank she's had COVID. She had it a few months ago, and that she'll quit. And her boss just said, okay. And so my daughter's actually filing tomorrow. She's filing because she's an accountant. She's filing to get an LLC so she can start her own practice. So if she gets fired, she has an outlet to do something different. Now, in regards to the actual vaccine, so my wife just spent 5 days with her mom, who was vaccinated months ago, who's now has COVID, and her boyfriend is even sicker. He got vaccinated as well at the same time with her with the Pfizer vaccine, and he's now in the hospital as of today.
With COVID or just something else?
With COVID. No, they confirmed today, the hospital confirmed he has COVID.
Yeah.
Now, that being said, we know they had, my wife tried telling him, you got COVID. He wouldn't buy it because he's vaccinated. He's 80 years old. He wouldn't believe that he had COVID. But my wife's like, well, you had all this. We had COVID in August, my wife, my son, and I. So we lost our taste and smell. We were like a big hangover for about 5 days, 3 days of allergy-like symptoms. And she tried telling him, you guys have COVID. No way, we don't have COVID. I got the vaccine. Well, he confirmed today when he was admitted to the hospital, they confirmed with him that he's got COVID.
And you know, the funny thing is most people don't even know that they've had it. And so they get the vaccine and then they have a negative response or get even sicker from COVID because that's what the vaccine does now.
Now, I know just, three people that have died.
That have gotten the vaccine. It's unbelievable. David, I'm out of time here. Thank you so much for the call. Folks, that does it tonight for the Alex Jones Show. But stick around because the Sunday Night Live, InfoWars Sunday Night Live, is set to be a must-see, must-share, must-hear interview. Alex Jones, Dr. Richard Bartlett, as well as special breaking reports that Alex has just filed right now as well. Remember, InfoWarsStore.com, ladies and gentlemen, keep supporting us there. That's what keeps us on the air. But tell your friends and family, Alex Jones and Dr. Richard Bartlett, powerful interview coming up. Share it far and wide. We can save this country. We can save lives.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.